Speech Work Document 21, Labor of Women and Children. From the message of the President, read at the opening of the second session of the 59th Congress, December 3, 1906. The Congress at its last session wisely provided for a truant court for the District of Columbia, a marked step in advance on the path of properly caring for the children. Let me again urge that the Congress provide for a thorough investigation of the conditions of child labor and of the labor of women in the United States. More and more our people are growing to recognize the fact that the questions which are not merely of industrial but of social importance outweigh all others, and these two questions most emphatically come in the category of those which affect in the most far-reaching way the home life of the nation. The horrors incident to the employment of young children in factories or at work anywhere are a blot in our civilization. It is true that each state must ultimately settle the question in its own way, but a thorough official investigation of the matter, with the results published broadcast, would greatly help toward arousing the public conscience and securing unity of state action in the matter. There is, however, one law on the subject which should be enacted immediately, because there is no need for an investigation in reference thereto, and the failure to enact it is discreditable to the national government. A drastic and thoroughgoing child labor law should be enacted for the District of Columbia and the territories.